kurang lebih.
But nobody really got true happiness. Some of them maybe got the part of the happiness. They enjoyed their life a little bit. But nobody really got the true happiness. When they die full of regret. Or maybe they thought, if I have one more chance, I have life again, maybe next time maybe I can get it. Even Jesus, when he died, but he prayed at Gethsemane, he regretted his life. Father, if you could pass this cup away from me. Many people think Jesus, no, he got a happy life. Make a mistake. You think Jesus got a happy life?
Mm-hmm.
He persecuted the Holy Life, and he delighted by everybody. So he even disciple, he crucified on the cross, I died on the cross. He spent the largest life, not happy life. None of people really got happy life in their lifetime. Even we pay the sweat and tear blood, we try all our best throughout the 6,000 human history, but none of them really got true happy life. We have to know why. First, in spite of we pay the sweat and tear blood throughout the whole human history, still, people will be searching for the happiness. Why are you living for? We are living for the happiness. Because our purpose of the life is to get the happiness. Because of this, it is possible or impossible. Beyond any question, we have to seek. Even today, people still are looking for the true happiness. Why? Happiness is the nature of our life. It's the goal of our life. This is our dream of the life. That is why we can't give up. And why we can't get the true happiness. Many people give this, that kind of the answer. But I can say, nobody knows what is the true happiness. Clearly, precisely, and completely, this is reason. You know the concept of the true happiness. Or that doesn't help us, just give us a goal, but doesn't give us the accomplishment. For instance, when you build this house, oh, beautiful house, nice castle, you never give you a hope, but you never build the house. If you want to build a house, you have to know what the house looks like, how many windows, how many doors, how you put the floor, how you put the ceiling and the roof, you know. Unless you know the clearly, precisely, and concrete plan of the blue picture, blueprint, otherwise you cannot. But nobody really know what is the blueprint for the true happiness. That is the thing. Until today, philosophers and religion, they speak good things, but never they speak what is good, the definition, the clearly. That is why even religion, they separated the 400, 500, 600, so many denominations, really fighting even today. I'm right, you're wrong. Why? You sell nothing explained completely clearly. That is a very weak point in religion. Same thing, heavenly kingdom. What the heavenly kingdom look like? Nobody knows. This is a very weak point. If we repeat the same teaching in the past, we will never be saved. We will never be accomplished. Tonight here we have to know what is the true happiness clearly, completely. Otherwise no hope. You go back to your bed and sleep and eat good food. Maybe this is the music. Or maybe somebody in the past they thought true happiness. That is maybe get them a high position, become a king or queen, or maybe president or prime minister, or some big son. Then I become a very happy man. Maybe that thing will help you a little bit, but that is not real things. You have that true happiness. Okay, for instance, if you become president, the king of you in your country, people who have a power in the past, then the more your high position you have, the more heavy burden you have. That is why the president or prime minister of your country They day and night they have to worry about what's, you know, today all kind of problems in the society. People, they complain this and dream that doing things, all crime and economy and things. Not only internally, also externally, same things. Diplomatic relationship with Russia or China or the America. If you they want to make good relationship with Russia or the communist country, then the free country, they don't like it. If you make good relationship with the free country, then others don't like it. So, the more your ambition you have, the more heavy burden you have. Not only that, you can go out yourself, people try to shoot you, kill you, they try to shoot you. That is like enemy all over here. So your life is not secure. So people try to kill you. Also, you have a heavy burden. You never have peace within you. How come you can have true happiness? Happiness begins with peace within you. This then maybe next thing, if I have money, then this is, you know, give you true happiness. The same thing. The more money you have, the more you become greedy and the more you are what you think is. Alright. Then I tell you, if you have $1 million, you have. Sometimes woman is very simple. I ask the woman, you know, what kind of man you like? I ask. Then some woman says, I'm a very rich man. And I have a lot of money. Every day I can change new clothes. Every day I go to the beauty shop. I can buy anything and everything they change. What is so simple? But anyway, money is very attractive in our life. But money never gives you true happiness. Right? If you have all kinds of, can you buy your boyfriend, girlfriend by money? Can you buy your good parents, the good father, mother by money? Can you buy the good friend by money? Can you buy the good neighbor by your money? If you cannot buy the good people, then you expect that true happiness. You know what's the joy? Even, you know, when you meet the good people, good friends, you know, talking freely together, you feel really joy. TV going on, turn off, the stereo going on, turn off. You have $1 million you have, you can buy the friends. Or girlfriend, or boyfriend, wife and husband, your children, things. So what? Maybe some of you say, no, I can buy, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, buy money. If I have a lot of money, you know, then I can buy it. You think so? When you have money, she likes you, so you think you can buy the girlfriend by money. But after money, everything gone, or spend all money gone, also she gone too. She interesting, not you, she interesting money here. You don't make mistake. She interesting money, not you, so money gone, she gone. That's why money can't help. Only money you can buy good clothes, anything enough. But you never have happiness or true joy within you. That is the money is very limited. Also, you have money, you have a problem. You lock the front door, you lock the gate, you lock the inside of the door. Also, sometimes money you have to hide in the bed, hide in the thing here, there. You always have to worry about. Also, not only that, you have to put a guard in the gate, or you have to jump a dog, you know, everything. Always you have to worry about. If you have no money, you can open the hall door, the window, any place, anywhere. You don't have to worry anything. Anything money help you to buy something, but they can't buy the most important thing in your life. Love and truth and the beauty is such an essence of the human life. You can't buy. That is why money is there. And sometimes you think, if I study lots, I become doctor, the mini, you know, scholar, you know, divine doctor, and then I must be happy. But that technology will help you. Practically, we will help you. You know that whole technology, heaven and earth. If I ask you, what is a man? What are you? What is the purpose of man? What is the good and the evil? The definition of the good and the evil? What is the meaningful life? What is the true value of the life? You don't know this thing, you lost.
You know everything, but you do not know what the, what are you, what is the man, what the purpose man, what the definition of grand evil. That's why you're doing today maybe that wrong.
If you do not know those most important things, you lost everything. Like a boat, you know, like a piece of wood floating on the ocean. By wind blow, just floating ocean, that thing.
You don't even know what the purpose, what the direction of the human life, whole your life, just wandering around an animal on the street, what difference? Just eating, you know, wandering animal, you're eating good food and good dress, that's the only thing, what the difference?
Therefore, all kind of knowledge we have, you do not know basic knowledge which we really have to know, must know. Even religious group, they don't know what is right or wrong. I know that you are wrong. We have so many denominations, they're really fighting with it. What is it? Our human knowledge is limited. Just get a little pay to get a job, it might help you, but it doesn't give you a real solution of the human life. Don't you? And sometimes you think, oh, if I born like a handsome man and a beautiful woman, then I can get the true happiness. Woman, you think so, you all of you saw, you are different. That help you a little bit, but that the more beauty we have, the more problem we have. You know, in America, one of the very famous movie stars, Esther Esquera. She's very beautiful, don't you? Esther Esquera, don't you know? She played the Cleopatra, things like, you know, many things. Esther Esquera, she's very famous, beautiful, you know. You think she's happy? She wears nice clothes, you know. You know how many times she married and divorced? She married seven times, married seven times, divorced. Now he's going to have eight times. Even a woman divorced one time, she has to suffer many years. Oh, I don't like it. Goodbye. You can't say that. You struggle 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, then finally we say goodbye. How life she divorced seven times in the whole island, suffered the same song? Beautiful face actually give you more trouble rather than give you happiness. Sometimes you feel that it's a bad thing, huh? You better really think yourself. Also, you know what Sophia Lawrence? You know Sophia Lawrence? Mm-hmm. What she said? She said, I want to be slave to men who really love me. She wants to be slave for men who really love me. Don't you see any strange? No man likes Sophia Lawrence? I think a man here, you don't like Sophia Lawrence? I think you like it. I like her. Why she said, I want to be slave for men who love me. Why? Many people, many men love her, it's true. But no one really loves her truly. Just, you know, many men are interested in her beautiful face and her flesh. Now, really, the spirit and all, really true love, that is what she really frustrated. You have a beautiful face, beautiful shape, only attractive physically people, not me. That is why, after several times, you associate together. So what? I want another taste, other woman. That is why beauty only helps very shallowly. Never you can get the true love. You can't get true love. So what? How come Sophia Lawrence said, I want to be saved even one time to the man who really loved me. Half population of the man in this, half population of the mankind are men. I know many people that I like Sophia Lawrence, but none of them really love me. They said, I really love you, but they love only my shape and only my flesh, not for my soul. It was real love. Then, he thinks, Papa-san, now I know what is true happiness. That is the love. You think so? Love makes happiness?
You look at the TV, you know, the movie, you know, all that love story, from beginning to end, always cry, always problem. Huh?
That is why, look at the whole love story, everything. From beginning to, you know, most time they crying, they fighting, all that love is the problem. Only just the last end or just something a little bit, you know. Beginning a little bit or end a little bit, that's all time love makes the trouble.
Love, you know, that makes, you know, human happiness. But actually, most of love makes the trouble. Fighting and jealousy, all the same thing. That really gives us the true happiness. One time, a new sister just joined our family. The new sister one day, she doesn't really know the principle. One day she said, "Tam-san, I want to go and get married with my fiancé." "You're going to get married with your fiancé?" "My fiancé, he's a really educated man." So he just finished his thesis. "So he's really educated man, very knowledgeable man. Oh, his family is very rich. So after we marry, if he can receive some money from the parents, then we buy a nice home, or we buy a sports car, then we drive around here and there. Also, he's a very handsome man, or a healthy man. Also, he really loves me. Oh, this is really good, my fiance. She's really excited." I think, "Papsan, what happened? Don't you really, you know, bless me?" And then I told her, you made a big mistake. You missed the one very important thing. To have happiness. Why? I have everything. You miss the one important thing, that is good human character. Your boy, your fiance have everything, but he doesn't have good human character. He is a playboy type of the boy. What happened? If you that people don't have a good character, you cannot trust each other. You cannot trust each other. You can't believe each other. Then only good for today and tomorrow. 1 month after, 1 year later, we have to celebrate. True happiness is based on the trust each other. Why we can trust each other? Because he has good character, he's not the playboy type of people. Today in our human society, not many people have good character. To really trustworthy people is the big problem. He doesn't have good character. Only good for the several days. He goes to the office. In the office, beautiful secretary typing, "Hello, hello, smiling." And then something changed him. He goes to the dance party together, beautiful woman, you dance, then they talk, then they like each other, love each other. What happened? So human happiness has to build on the faith. We can trust each other. Faith comes with a good character. If you don't have a good character, today in America, whole world, why today they cannot get the true happy life? Because they do not know what is the key point for true happiness. That has to be based on the human character. Trust each other. This is the important point. Forget this. You have a great mistake. Today is all kind of eyes. Do not know what is the most important thing in the human life, in the universe. That is why you pay the sweat and tear of blood, you have all clothes, beautiful faces, everyone, every person you have, but still you have a lot of problems. Then, how we can have a good character? How we can change a good character? Discipline, training, religion, philosophy, ethics, moral, or the good teaching, or the maybe yoga practice, and then Buddhist, everything can help you to make the good man. But still, you cannot become a good man. It's very difficult. In Japan, one of a very famous priest, he practiced 20 years deep mountain, his severe training and discipline, then he thought, I overcome all lusty and greedy. No more woman, no more sex, no more money, anything. Now I become a very clean man. Then he come down from the mountain. Now I become free man, I overcome everything. I'm not pure clean man. Then he come down from the mountain to the city after 20 years. Then come down to the city. Then on the way to the city, one woman screaming, hey, help me, help me. Then he go on and helped the lady wife. She was, you know, attacked by some bad guy. Then she was one of the very beautiful women. Actually, she was the daughter of the very famous, you know, man in Japan. Then he saved that woman. After he saved that woman, he thought, overcome the whole last year, the sexy feeling, you know. As soon as he saw that beautiful woman, all feeling and everything coming like before. 20 years discipline training, playing a mountain, city, when you see the beautiful woman, naturally coming out. 20 years discipline, only in the mountain. Then he gave up discipline training. Then he said that salvation is only come from God's grace, you know, without grace. So this been training is not necessary. So he changed his mind. Even 20 years this been training, severe training, is impossible. How you can change your character? How you can change? Almost impossible, don't you think so? I tell you, another story. Catholic father, almost he's 70 years old, Catholic father. All his life is bachelor. Just a beautiful, just a clean, you know, gown, all this thing. One lady saw that Catholic father. So pretty, 70 years just bachelor, you know. So looks clean. So one day this woman admired, you know, this priest. You look so holy, you look so clean. All your life, you live like a bachelor. How you are holy, how you are so clean. Then this Catholic priest said that, no, I am you and other people saying things. Inside still I'm struggling. Just I'm patient and being fair with him. How is it difficult? How you can become me? Change your character, you become a good man. So you want to give up? But there is only one way you can change your character. Quickest way and the simple way. Tonight after my lecture finished, everyone will come from the man. Then you can marry any time. Any day, then you can have a happy family. So you can be in the battle, not to push him tonight. So, anyway, that is only one way, quickest and simple way. That is believing God. Hey, already Christian religion is always say that. Actually, there was one countryman and country boy. They walking in the street. No, they walking in the countryside, in the mountain, and then here, many, many miles, under the moon shining night. After many, many miles walking, the boy thirsty. Father, I'm thirsty, I want to drink water. And father said, oh, you're thirsty, you want to drink water? Okay. But they looked down at the water, but he couldn't find it. But finally, he found something, the watermelon. You know watermelon? Mm-hmm. The watermelon in a field. So he goes to the field, he tries to steal one watermelon, break it, he won't eat half children himself, child himself. Then he going to steal the watermelon, then son said, Father, somebody looking! Huh? Somebody looking! Where? Then son said, ah! You don't have to know any philosophy, but distinction. One thing this country boy, God knows that's what he can be. Yes. Also, father, he really changed. They never study any philosophy, they never study any discipline, training, anything. One thing they know, God. God watching you, God know you. Then you can do anything. This is the quickest and simple way. You know, I don't know in Sweden, in the during the summertime, everybody goes to the beach and swim. Mm-hmm. Many people, they go to the beach and swim. Mm-hmm. Very hot enough, and warm enough. Mm-hmm. I go to the Hawaii sometimes, on a trip. Asia on the way to Hawaii. Hawaii beach is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Hawaii?
No.
No? If you go to Hawaii, all beautiful women from the east and west, all over the world, they come to the beach. Thousands, thousands of women there. Today their bikini style becomes smaller, 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 everything smaller, smaller. It's very attractive for men. Do you think so? Everywhere. But how many the woman bikini style is so attractive, you know. Thousand men, and no problem on the beach. Why no problem on the beach? Only one reason, everybody watching. That is the reason. But in one man, one woman, in a deep mountain, you have a bikini style, you have a problem. Why? Everybody watching, that is right. Nobody problems. Same thing if you read you. God watching, God knows everything. You cannot do anything. You know, now I am traveling by myself. But sometimes I travel with my secretary when I do business. And not only I'm speaking, sometimes I do business too. I give a spiritual things, also I give the physical things too. About 5 years ago, we had the oil crisis. At that time, I went to the Arabic country to buy the oil for Korea, and I would make $1 million, big money, to contribute our church, then you don't have to family. But at that time, I take the secretary with me. Don't you think I take the best sister from our group in America? Don't you think so? I can take any sister I want. Most of them are speech child in America. I take the best shape, the best heart, very intellectual type, and she's really attractive. We're traveling many months together, we stay in a hotel. Usually people like that, you have a trouble. But we don't have a trouble. Why? Only one reason. God watching you, God knows everything. That is why you can't do it. Even you go under the bed, you don't have a God, eyes, big eyes. Even in Hawaii, people, you know, watch you, you can't do it. God eyes is more than the Hawaiian people, don't you think so?
Yes.
If you really believe it, that is why you just believe you are up and down is the problem, but you really believe that is why I want you to know everything clear, it's just important. Therefore, what is the most quickest way that is you really believe God? One is with God, this is the thing. Then maybe you say, but sometimes Christians, they make, even minister, even Catholic church, or Catholic priest, they make mistake. Why? So what? Those people, they face up and down, up and down, up and down. When up, what temptation, you have no problem. When you're down, then you have no problem. That is why today, you know, many ministers, many Christians, maybe there is God, maybe not. Lots of, you know, influence or atheism. Communism, also the theory of Darwin, modern science. Why that? They have a lot of doubt in here. But sometimes, oh, yes, God. Sometimes, yes, God, maybe not. When the doubt comes, then down, then temptation comes, finished. But, if you have a really faith in God, always you have a clear faith in God, like a country boy, always you have a very clean, clear mind, no problem. Then, next question. How we can believe God clearly? There is God truly?
I know sometimes you sometimes doubt it too.
True.
Sometimes we have doubt. Then how do you know God? Clearly, this is a very important thing. Do you really believe God? Do you really believe God? But some of us do. I like her very much. Because that's the honest. If you don't have that honest attitude, you never be saved. You never be changed. You know. That 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. But the priest and high priest, I know everything. That is why they could not say. So always you are humble. I do not know anything. If you have that kind of attitude, then you will be saved. The first thing, we have to be honest about God, honest about the truth. This is the very important attitude. Why am I asking this? Myself, I was a Christian minister before I got to the Unification Church. I don't know whether you heard or not. Every Sunday I'm giving sermons to my people, but I have a lot of problems. Sometimes, you know, I can give a good sermon because I believe some Sunday I can't believe God Himself, but this is my job, I have to give. Then I have a real problem. Why? From beginning to end, in 1 hour, I have to tell a lie. Don't think so? This is one of the most difficult things. Maybe I'm telling a lie for people is okay, but telling a lie for God, I'm opposed, you know, it's a big problem. We really suffer. That is why everybody has this kind of stage when you are young. Believing God is very difficult. Why? I told you this morning. In here, is there anything here? Anything here? Inside, can you see anything? You can see it, empty. Empty means empty. How you can believe inside something? Can you believe it? Empty means empty. How you can say inside something? You can't believe it. Same, why, you know, inside empty, there's nothing? Because we can see, we can touch it, we can feel it, anything. That's why, same way, can you see the God? Can you feel the God? Can you touch the God? Can you hear the God? If you say inside and something in here, you are crazy. You go to the hospital, they change your eyes. Something wrong. How you can say there is God? Tell me. Why there is God? Tell me. Why? In the church. How do you know? Okay, in this room, cup and margin table and this, just everything, you know, house or everything is here. Everything in this room, why everything goes in like this much? Everything goes, chair, everything, why everything exists in this room? Why? Everything exists by chance, by accident, by naturally, so far. Everything naturally by chance, everything comes. You can be wrong. One reason that somebody creates, that is why things exist. You think this and that, you cannot give any answer, only one answer. Science and everything come by naturally, by chance, by accident, suddenly changed. Doesn't make sense. Why everything in here? Even simple much. Even simple my handkerchief. Why here? Only one reason. Somebody created. That is why it exists. Without somebody creating, how can it exist? You believe without somebody creation just exists. That is the ghost story, that is the magic story, that is one of the most mysterious stories. Don't you think so? Many scientists say that. Oh, everything come up very natural. No, suddenly changed by chance and accident. You know, seems to be reasonable. That is more ghost story, more mysterious story. Sometimes, you know, we say God created. Listen, can you create the whole universe? How God created it? Like magic? You want to believe God created the whole universe like magic? Like a child, I don't want to believe.